The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Tuesday afternoon. Thank you. Thank you for joining me. Here's my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Well, a movement that began in Texas, moved to Mississippi, moved to Kentucky, is now moving to Ohio. What is that movement? The Sanctuary City for the Unborn movement. If you were listening, it was either last week or the week before last, I told you that Lubbock, Texas had become the largest city in America to declare themselves a sanctuary for the unborn. Now, that happened through a public vote. It wasn't city council. It was taking the ballot box, and the residents, the people, the citizens of Lubbock, Texas voted overwhelmingly to say, no abortions here. We are a sanctuary city for the unborn. This has moved to Mississippi, Kentucky, Nebraska, Florida, Tennessee, Missouri, Arkansas, individual cities. And now it is moving possibly to Ohio. Lebanon, Ohio. The city council is scheduled to vote on a sanctuary for the unborn ordinance tonight. Tonight, the city of Lebanon, and I am positive we have listeners in Lebanon. Our signal reaches far past Lebanon, Ohio. And six of the seven city council members are sponsors of the pro-life ordinance. Quote, the Sanctuary for the Unborn Ordinance recognizes that unborn babies are valuable human beings who deserve to be protected under the law. It prohibits abortions within city limits and outlines legal consequences for abortionists who abort unborn babies. It does not penalize women who seek to have abortions, and it does not prohibit abortions when the mother's life is at risk. It would penalize the doctor, the abortionist, or the abortion clinic. So it's going to be voted on tonight, and this is an ordinance not put on the ballot for the people to vote on, but an ordinance voted on by the city council. And with six of the 7 city council members being sponsors, unless something dramatic happens. Pardon me. Unless something dramatic happens, it looks like Lebanon, Ohio will become the first city in Ohio to declare themselves a sanctuary city for the unborn. So we'll keep an eye on that, and hopefully I will be able to give you an update on that tomorrow. Speaking of tomorrow, the Vax-a-Million drawing. Are you going to win? Did you register for the Vax-a-Million drawing? It's going to happen tomorrow evening early. And my big question was, did this really encourage people to get the vaccine? Because when it was announced, I said, I think this is a dumb idea. And I still think it's kind of a dumb idea. I think there are much better ways to spend $5 million. But according to the governor's office, it's been successful. Governor DeWine said, since the announcement of the Vax-a-Million drawing, 16 and 17-year-olds have seen a 94% increase in vaccinations. Now, you got to put that into context. 16 and 17-year-olds have not been eligible for the vaccine for very long. So they're newcomers to the whole vaccine thing. It was just a few weeks ago that a 16-year-old, 17-year-old could not get the vaccine. So 94% increase in vaccinations for 16 and 17-year-olds may be a little misleading. On the other hand, ages 20 to 45 have seen a 55% increase in vaccinations. I think that's more significant. Do we know how many of those new vaccinations are because of the Vax-a-Million drawing? No, we don't know. In fact, we honestly don't have a clue. We don't. My big question, and I have not been able to find the answer, is if you're a young person. Now, if you're an adult and you win, you get a cool $1 million. And it's a one-time payout, so after taxes you're going to get, you'll probably get half of that or less. $500,000 isn't anything to sneeze about. But anyway, that's for the adults. If you're a young person, 18 years of age or younger, you get a four-year scholarship to a state university. And I believe it's of your choice. My question, what if the young person doesn't want to go to college? What if they go 1 year and drop out? What happens to the rest of the money? And I'm sure there's an answer, but I haven't been able to find it. So if you wanted to get in on the drawing for tomorrow night, you had to register before midnight on Sunday night. Yep, too late now for the drawing tomorrow. But I understand if you want to be in on the drawing next week, because it's going to be 5 weeks in a row, 5 Wednesdays in a row. If you didn't get in for this week, you can register now and be in for the drawing next week and the next 4 drawings. So anyway, you can go to the Ohio Department of Health website and register if you are so inclined to register for the Vax-a-Million drawing. That's going to be a little bizarre because the drawing is going to be done by a computer. They're going to announce the winner, but it's a little confusing, so I'm not positive on this, But I believe that a winner will be chosen, and then there will be an alternate. The winner will be announced, and then the state will verify that they actually have the shots and so forth. How embarrassing for the individual, and how embarrassing for the state if the first winner cheated, didn't get the shot, signed up, they won, and then they would have to be declared loser. So it's just, it's kind of bizarre. It is, but I think the drawing is after 7 o'clock tomorrow night, so it'll be after we go off the air. All right, first break, my number 877-BOB-LIVE, and then we will return.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
You know, our culture is doing a terrible job of diagnosing the real problems in our culture and our society. Terrible job. Mainstream media is involved, the liberal left. Terrible job of diagnosing what the real problems are. What are the real problems? Police brutality. That's it. If we could just get rid of the police. We're hearing that over and over and over again. It's the police. The police are the problem. If we could just get rid of the police. They said that in Seattle. So they've defunded much of the police. Many, many, many police officers have left the Seattle Police Department. And what has happened? Crime has increased. Portland, Oregon, defund the police. Police are bad. Police are evil. We got to get rid of the police. So they got rid of a whole bunch of their police. Other police have quit, retired. What's happened? Increase in crime. Columbus, Ohio. What is the problem? It's the police. We got to get rid of the police. Yeah, so we've thrown the police under the bus. We have done this. We've done that. The police chief has gone. So what is the result in Columbus, Ohio? Increase in crime. You heard, of course, about the terrible shooting down at Bicentennial Park. Beautiful area of Columbus. Bicentennial Park, it really is. It's a beautiful part of Columbus. And a bunch of uncontrolled, unsupervised teenagers are out well after curfew. Shots are fired, and a 16-year-old girl is killed. Now, I've said this before, and I hope this doesn't offend you, but if it does, then I really believe that's your problem and not mine. A 16-year-old girl in Columbus was shot and killed by a Columbus police officer. Tragic, terrible. It was nationwide news. Went on and on and on and on. White cop shoots black teenager, even though she was trying to murder another black teenager. Say her name, say her name. Protest, marches. This past weekend, a 16-year-old black teenager shot and killed by Centennial Park. Any protests? Marches? Say her name? No. No, 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 no. 16 years old, black. The problem is not the police. Now, police may have problems, and we need to address them. We need to deal with them. There is reform that's needed here, there, and so forth, and there's no doubt about that. They're not the problem. Shots rang out today in George Floyd Square in Minneapolis. Today is the one-year anniversary of George Floyd's death while in police custody. And where he was killed, where he died, has become known as George Floyd Square. And so there was a big demonstration, commemoration in George Floyd Square. Suddenly, gunfire began to ring out. And according to local news reports, dozens of shots were fired. I don't know yet whether anybody has been hurt, injured, killed. I certainly hope not. But dozens of shots fired. People ran like crazy trying to get run for cover. And guess what? No, there were no police there. No, it wasn't the police shooting. No, it wasn't. No. The problem's not the police. The major problem that we're facing today is the complete breakdown of the family. Bicentennial Park here in Columbus. A bunch of wild, out-of-control teenagers out after curfew. Where are their parents? Where are their parents? 15-year-olds, 16-year-olds, 17 years old. Downtown Columbus after curfew, and shots ring out. Where are the parents? I am longing for the time when we see marches through the streets of America's city. Let's save the family. Let's bring back the nuclear family. I long for the time when we see marches through our major cities. Where are the fathers? Where are the men in our community? Where are the families? Those kind of marches and protests will accomplish a whole lot more than blaming an institution, individuals, an organization that is not really responsible for the violence. Doesn't matter what city, Chicago, Los Angeles, Portland, Seattle, Columbus, New York City. We have seen a complete breakdown of the family. And we are reaping the consequences of that. But who's talking about that? Who is talking about that? My number, 877-BOB-LIVE. We'll be right back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.